Right, guys, we have a soundboard. It's going to work perfectly this time. Our guest, Eva Cudmore. Welcome.
Take
what
three.
What is going on? Let's go. Woo.
Okay.
There you go.
There
we go. Producer Lou.
Let's go.
It just doesn't stop. It just keeps going.
The entire podcast is us just listening to that. What is going on, Eva? It's Eva Cudmore, because you were telling us for a while it was Eva.
Eva.
Everyone thinks it is. That is not.
It's Eva.
I'm so used to it by now, but.
There's no E at the end, so it's not like, you know what I'm saying? Can you just say the.
Av?
Yeah.
Never mind.
What's the worst you've heard? Like, what's the worst way you've heard people like mess it up?
Eva and Ava are like the only ones I get. But Ava, it doesn't frustrate me, but I don't understand because my name's not Ava. Like, Eva makes more sense because it's like is like how you can pronounce E, but like E is never pronounced A.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
I always said it Eva. Like
almost everyone thinks
aunt
that.
His name like Eva, Aunt Eva. So like every time I think of, like Eva, I think of like old person. So
good. Oh my God. That probably makes you feel.
Damn. Good. Yeah, that makes you feel great. That's funny you say that because when I was a kid,
like, it's totally fine.
Well, when I was a kid, I always like could never picture my name on an older person. So I want to change my name when I was a kid so bad because it sounded so childish, just like Eva. I can never see it on like an adult.
What do you want
to
change it
to?
To
me, it was always just an older person because like my aunt always had that name. But
yeah. No, that makes sense. But I just associated with like a young kid. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
All right. So we did something interesting before you came on. We asked all of our fans to send basically like their pitch. They want to like pitch themselves.
Pitch.
So nice
pickup
lines.
Yeah. Okay.
We were hoping to get a variety of people right, but it's we learned a lot about who our audience is. We want to start off the show with this. Let's check it out.
I was actually surprised.
I was
we
very
have
surprised.
Some old fans. There's like a 27-year-old.
Damn.
And it's,
that's fire.
That's not that. Yeah. 27 isn't that old.
You're pushing 30. You're pushing 30. That's like.
Oh, they're video recording?
Oh, they're video recording. They're full.
Oh,
and they're like
God.
Pitching to you. They're like.
Yeah. Have you ever had like? Hard. You ever had like a weird experience where someone's pitched themselves to you? I want to see if there's anything we can beat here today.
Like in your DMs or.
Oh my God! I don't even open my DMs anymore because of how bad it's been. But
okay we gotta get into that. But
dude, I think every girl does. But like, that's why I stop. No, like, oh my God, I've had some gruesome things of people saying, like, they want to do to me, and I'm like, oh my God. But in person, the worst I think I've ever had was, like, just this guy that, like, came up to me 3 times in the night, and I said, no, I'm not interested, no, like, 3 times, and tried to kiss me at the end of the conversation each time. I'm like, no, like.
At a club? So, like, where was this at?
It was just at, like, just a party. Like, it wasn't anything crazy.
What the fuck?
I was just like, there's tons of other girls that are probably really interested in kissing you. Like, I'm not.
No, probably not that type of guy, though. Like, that's always that one guy that's like,
weird.
Yo, somebody kick him out.
It was weird, though. And, like, I've had, like, guys, like, follow me in, like, public that, like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Like, just, follow you? Follow you?
Stop you? Well, I had this one guy when I was at Target the other day. Not the other day. It was, like, a couple months ago. Yeah. But he... Sorry. He, like, was walking past me and then turned around and followed me for, like, a couple seconds. And I noticed right away, like, that's, like, type of thing you, as a girl you notice, immediately when someone changes their path, especially a man. And he ended up being like, oh, like, can I get your number? Like, can we go out? I'm like, oh, like, I'm not really interested. Sorry. Like, I don't really give out my number. He's like, no, please. Like, just let me come out. Weird. Like, whatever. And I just was like, and at that point, like, as a girl, you're like.
Get the fuck away from me.
Yeah. It's better to be like. Oh, here's my number, and then walk away. Yeah, I give him a fake number, obviously. Then be like, no, I don't. Like, it's way safer to just get it over with. And so I did that, and then he, like, stood by me, and I'm, like, trying to pay my parking. I've already given him my number. It was weird, and my friend ended up coming.
It would have been crazy if you gave him a fake number and he called it in front of you.
That would have been bad. That's what I'm worried about. That's why I'm just like, here's my number, and then I act like, oh, someone's calling me. Like, so they don't call me.
Guys just don't even get the hint. Like,
clearly
they don't even want. Like she like they're not interested in you and they keep pushing.
And it's obviously like, not like all guys. Most guys are like, oh no, of course I understand, but there's a couple out there that
there's a couple
can't get it through. Like
our fans,
our fans.
Tell us if there are any of our fans. Let's check out the first one. This is great. We have some international fans as well. You want to go full screen first, Lou? Yeah, let's do it. Let's check it out.
30 seconds long. Wait, restart,
British?
restart.
Okay. I actually have a lot of demographic in the UK.
Really?
Lot. Mm-hmm.
A lot of British fans?
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think there's something about you. It's attracting, I don't know, like,
well,
my
mom's from England, so I've been there a couple times, so maybe when I'm posting there, I get that.
Yeah, you get the algorithm on
like,
the British
yeah,
side.
Algorithm, but I don't know. They're awesome, though. I love my UK fans.
All right, let's see what he has to say. You want to start from the beginning, Lou?
I just got to pick up land for you. Like, I know you love this one, yeah? Are you a pillow? Because I love to stuff you up. Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah. Right.
Oh, God. Oh.
Come on. See, I'm so drippy. Literally.
What do you even say? That?
Like, hey, why did it just keep going? Like, yeah. Oh, I did not think that was going to go that way. I thought he was going to be like, oh, because like, I would like to lay with you or have you on my bed. Something not
that wasn't
not
romantic.
That. That's yeah. not what I thought was going to happen.
You know, he's just fully naked filming this because
yeah,
he's
about to get in the shower.
He's just bricked up filming this video for us.
No.
We do have a problem. A lot of the videos, they're just not wearing shirts. All of
yeah,
them.
All of them. Yeah, all of them. Yeah.
Why do they think that's going to like. Help or
like show collarbone, right? You show some of that, oh, flash God. That. Traps. You got a chance? Traps?
Jeez.
Mm. Right, so this ain't good. This is not flattering.
No.
Mm. I mean, it was a good pickup line, right? Like,
I want
to like aggressive. I mean, like, it was really aggressive.
But pickup lines are supposed to be like cute, not like
right.
that.
Not trying to like, y'all trying to stuff
yeah.
you. Not
like, like fair, oh, fair. Like I'd love to like take you out kind of thing. Not like.
Yeah,
not that. Fair. At least he added the drippy at the end that kind of saved him, you know.
Yeah.
So one out of ten, what do you give him right there?
Oh, I had to rate them.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was like a 2.
All right, we got a 2 to start off.
That like.
Let's see if we can only go up from here.
All right.
Let's see what our next.
Yo, look at this guy's trash.
This guy's huge.
Was good, Ava.
Okay.
27-year-old grown ass man, and I think I'm the one for you. I like your Valorant cosplays. They made me a bit wet, I ain't gonna lie. I'm also a professional Fortnite player.
There we go.
So if you want to hit my line, just hit me up, though, low key.
The Adam's apple.
Please, please, fuck me, please.
Whoa!
I didn't even...
It started off good.
That wasn't even the worst part of that video. What the fuck?
That was the worst.
You were like, whoa!
That was pretty good so far.
Dude.
Where did he lose?
He's a what do you say pro Fortnite player?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh,
that's pretty goated.
I don't. He's never felt the touch of a woman in his life, other than his mother. Maybe
I did not expect
Valorant. He plays Valorant, you know.
But that's like my little sister plays Valorant. Like, that's not like impressive. I'm sorry, but like
that's not how you put your foot forward.
I did have 27 kills, like, right before I got here.
Yeah,
well, did you?
Is this Berkeley's favorite games, fucking Fortnite yeah. Valorant?
Oh, God. I love Valorant. I really do. I think Valorant's so cool. I love when people play it. Just, it's not like a flex, you know? It's not like,
but if you're good at it, play. You're good at it.
What if you're making real money? Like, you're like Ninja. You're making
millions.
Well,
that's cool, yeah.
So if he's making millions, professional Fortnite player. There you go, right? He's
a pro, so.
Do you think he's making millions?
I don't think he's making millions.
Yeah, so.
What do you rate him?
I mean, like, again, it doesn't. You don't have to make millions to like for it to be cool, you know. But just like that's such a weird thing to put in there. Yeah. The comment about my cosplays was not impressive either.
Oh,
you don't
wow.
like that? That's not.
Well, you can say, "Oh, your cosplays are so cool." Not they make me
wet.
Wet, right?
You're like, yep. Come on.
Can guys even get wet? Is that?
That's what. That's what I was like. Wait.
I mean, like we can like pre-cum, but that's like.
Whoa.
No, it's true. I'm just.
That's
saying
true.
I mean. Yeah. Like,
I haven't been like, yo, that girl's got me wet before. Right? You know what
yeah,
I'm
you say hard, like, not wet. Bro, what do you want?
Yeah, that's what I was like, huh?
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah.
Nervous sweat.
Right? Nervous, like you're sweating, so you're getting wet.
I mean, yeah, but like,
so
he took it like
pre-coming sweat. That's what it is.
It's like, dude, your cosplay make me want to piss.
Exactly.
I actually thought that guy had a chance.
That one was worse than the first one.
Worse.
So that was like a 1.
1 out of 10.
Wow.
All right.
That
let's
was,
go to the next
that was
fan.
Bad.
That's a tough one.
Oh, wow.
Hey, we love all of our supporters here.
Oh, look at that beard. Good
oh,
beard.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. All right.
I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all. Okay. Eva could run me over with an asphalt truck. And I'd be all right with it. I mean, a queen.
Okay, I like that one.
There we go.
I like that one a lot. That
short,
was
short,
like,
sweet.
That was like
shout out Ed Sheeran. Let's
I don't know.
Let's go,
I don't
Ed Sheeran. Go Ed Sheeran. You got a chance.
That was like, and he called me a queen. Like, right. That was good. That was I like that one. That was like a 9 out of 10.
Ooh. I think the less you speak on these, like, the better shot you have.
Yeah.
Because the more you say,
yeah.
say stuff, you're going to.
Because, like, especially yeah. with guys, like, they just. Talk and then they talk and then just more
yeah.
and just gets like progressively worse.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
like shh,
exactly.
That's enough. No, that was good. I like that one.
Good. We go for 2 to 1 to 9. Let's
none of that was
guy.
Like sexual either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that was good. I like that.
I have no clue who Evercut Moore is, but she should give me a shot because I am really cool. I'm 18 and I got nothing else going for me.
All right. Okay.
Zach Justice.
Pretty modest. That was kind of charming.
Yeah, he was humble. He didn't know who I was, so I don't know if he wants to shoot a shot with someone he doesn't know.
True. But the way he said it made it seem like he was saying that to be like, I don't know who you are. But yeah. He definitely knows who you are.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't think so, but he looks like my best friend from home, which was really throwing me off. Like, it was tripping me off, but...
No disrespect, but that bro's chin could pierce some metal.
Yeah, seriously.
Damn. Ruthless.
No, damn.
That's a good jawline, dude.
I mean, like, I wish I had a fucking jawline like that. That was awesome.
Yeah, no, that was good. I mean, there wasn't like much like pickup line or like.
True.
Yeah.
It just was like, hey, this is who I am. But he was humble.
Yeah.
Second best.
Yeah, that's so far second best. I'll give that one like a 7 out of 10 because it wasn't really like a pickup line, but it wasn't disrespectful in any way, you know. Yeah.
You pretty much just have to be not disrespectful, and you're pretty good.
Which is clearly just a little
state your name
difficult.
And your age, and you're good.
All right, so this is the last one. Obviously, let's wish this guy some luck. Hopefully, he kicks this, knocks this one out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why she should talk to me because I play video games, so I don't talk to no one else besides myself and people on the game. I'm a stoner, so I'm chill, and I can cook, so.
Hmm.
Ooh, wow.
Reason why.
Oh, okay. That's it. That was definitely better than the first two.
I'm kind of surprised you said that.
Really?
Yeah, because the first guy was like, I'm a professional Fortnite player, and this guy said, I'm antisocial and just play video games.
I'm also very antisocial. I have really bad social anxiety, so going out is difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not that I don't go out. It's just like a little difficult to get me to go out. So I understand that.
He's a stoner.
I really don't like weed, which is just a personal thing. Mm-hmm. I have a heart condition, so I can't smoke, but just I've been in past relationships with just stoners and people that smoke, and sometimes it's a little difficult, especially like me. Like, I don't like people smoking around me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just like, I don't know. It could be difficult, but
that's tough. Minus a couple points.
That's like, I feel like it's just like not, it's kind of like a weird thing to put in like a pickup line, but obviously like, nothing against it or anything, just personal preference. What else did he say?
He can cook.
He can cook. Okay, that's good. I love food. I can bake. I cannot cook. So, I mean, like, I can make like garlic shrimp, and that's about it.
Okay.
And like soup from a can, but all that's right. Like that's Campbell's it. Like
a start. It's a start.
I need someone who can cook. So I like that. That was good.
So the way you made it sound like he is potentially the best match.
I don't really know, I didn't really get much from the other guy, so I don't know them, but with like pickup line definitely wasn't the best. I think
Ed Sheeran
was the best.
Ed Sheeran. I'm just saying that
him. I think he was definitely
he dubbed up
the best because he called me a queen. Like, that's like,
that's
immediate.
Nice. He's British.
I don't think he was British.
Huh?
He wasn't British.
Ed Sheeran's British.
Oh.
Oh, true.
I don't know how. Yeah, sure.
All right, so Ed, he wins.
Yeah.
Wait, what's his name? Can we check?
Nice guys don't finish last, I guess.
Yeah. Can we see what his name is real quickly?
Yeah, I can check.
I love Nice Guys.
Well, no, I think he said it in the beginning of the video.
His name is Michael R.K. Hadley.
All right, Michael.
Nice.
Good job.
Mike.
Teaching us all, be nice, be respectful, and nice guys don't
ask me to run you over.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it. That's the way to my heart.
That's the way to go.
Just like our fans didn't even like, some of them didn't even say pickup lines. They didn't even understand like the fucking assignment. They had one chance and then they just like described their
life.
Yeah,
I play Fortnite.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you have one chance with like a famous TikToker and you just like.
I wouldn't say famous, but.
Yeah, you're pretty up there, right?
Yeah, but just like the word famous TikToker always makes you cringe.
Yeah. True.
No, I like obviously, I don't know. I'm decent known, but I wouldn't see myself as like famous, you know?
True.
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like the only famous ones are like the big ones, like Addison Rae, Charlie.
We're talking about TikTok. Yeah,
those are famous people.
True.
Charli D'Amelio.
Do you consider some of your content like thirst traps?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So like.
Yeah.
Damn.
Definitely. Yeah. I have a whole playlist called "Mommy" and it's just thirst traps. But not all my content is thirst traps though.
Do you guys ever watch your thirst traps after you make them, or like do you just post it and just leave it alone? Like, do you ever find it difficult to watch your own thirst traps?
I don't make anything too like, oh, that's like cringy. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't ever see something I'm like, oh, that's cringy, but like it'll do good, so I'll post it. And I'm always like, oh my god, I'm obsessed with this video, so I watch it like 400 times before I post it, mm-hmm. and then watch it another 400 times when it's posted. But
I can't watch myself at all.
But if it's like, I don't know, there's some videos that like I've posted and like last year that I watch now that like are thirst traps, I'm like, oh my god,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Who let me post that? But no, I don't know. Usually, like, I only post things that I'm actually like happy with, right. and things that I actually like would watch, you know. But
thirst traps do hella good on TikTok too.
And it's not even like I like thirst trap. I just look good, you know. Like, I mean, once in a while, I would say
that's thirst trap, right? Because you're just like you're trying to like look all.
Yeah. Okay, different. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You like the smaller trap. and the lip bite.
Smaller.
Oh, okay.
The lip.
What kind of thirst traps are you watching?
All of them, like
that's I had a fucking pre-show, so your lip bites and your you did this one.
I didn't lip bite.
You're saying you don't lip bite?
Oh, I don't think I lip bite. I don't think I lip bite, but like that. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
It's a gutted one.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that is a little thirst trappy.
Yeah, because no one like who actually does this, you know, like on a regular basis, you know.
I have like a couple where I have gum in my mouth. That's like my favorite thirst trap thing.
Like, wait, gum in your mouth? Mm-hmm. What do you mean? What do you do?
Like it just like kind of like just sits there. I don't even know. Like
it works. It works.
It does work. It works. I love it though. And I like funny. I don't know. All
right. Lou prepared something with slides, right? Do you guys want to go over that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that? What do you guys put together?
So we know you like anime. Mm-hmm. So we want to pretty much make a comparison slide, and you just pick pretty much the anime character, the left or right, which one you like better.
Oh.
Your own reasoning. Could be up to you.
Okay. I've never seen any of these. I want to hear like
as in like just are. I like
character
or
like physically, like sexually, or like their abilities or whatever.
A lot of the characters you're gonna put up here are probably minors, whether you know it or not. But
yeah,
I will just do as in like as a character.
Okay, yeah, we'll start off that way. We'll start off that way. If they're of age though, then we're gonna bring you into it. All right, we got Goku or Naruto.
Kind of like neither. I'm probably gonna get dragged for that, but Naruto.
All right. Look just wise, probably.
What?
Or
Naruto?
No, just as in
Naruto.
Like
Naruto. Shit.
I like how he's written a little better than Goku. Like mm-hmm. just the character, the character style. Like I don't know.
Well, who's got like better powers? Like who can do like cooler shit?
Oh, Goku. Oh, Goku. Of course.
Goku solos and Naruto.
And he's way more ripped too. He's like jacked. Naruto's like.
And Goku's wait,
he's wearing a sweatsuit.
But I just mean like okay. All right, sorry.
No, Goku, I've never seen it, so you know all about the storyline.
No, I'm just going to have to pick Naruto. Just, like, I'm not the biggest fan of either of these animes, mm-hmm. but, because they're very well-known animes. Like, these are, like, two of the biggest
true.
Well-known animes. But just, I don't know, I'm not a huge fan of Dragon Ball Z's animation art, like mm-hmm. the art style. I'm very more towards the type of art style Naruto is. Yeah. I like his character design better.
All right.
Well, what's the difference in how they do the animation?
Well, you can see like their faces. It? Like, look at their faces. It's just the drawing style.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Naruto wins this one. We got Sakura or Hinata?
Hinata.
Hinata? All right.
I cosplayed Hinata a little bit ago, but I don't know. I think she's cooler. I like her. I like her character design better. Like, I like her colors. And Sakura's just annoying.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, but
all right, we got Saitama.
What
or
the fuck?
We got Saitama or Luffy.
Okay, so I actually haven't seen either of these anime. I know what they both are. Haven't seen either of them. Well, I watched the first couple episodes of One Piece. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know. I think they're both like super cool. I don't know like a lot about both of these animes, but I know that they're both super cool and super powerful. Mm-hmm. And Satsuma wasn't always bald.
True.
In this picture he is, but I think at the beginning of the anime he wasn't bald.
It's not even bald. The guy has not a single. He's like a mirror on his head. he's like a pin man. Like what's his power? He's like he can probably slide like into things really well.
It's Jada Puckett Smith.
Oh god.
Puckett.
Pick it. Right.
Yeah.
Out of pocket.
Out of pocket. You deserve to be
out
slapped.
Out of ticket.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Luffy.
Yeah.
Luffy. Because Luffy. I just feel like I've seen more about him than from One Punch Man.
Who's hotter?
Dude. I'm pretty sure like Luffy's like a kid. So, this is hard.
Wait, who is this?
Lelouch and Ichigo.
Okay.
Wow. Bleach was one of my first animes. So the guy with the red hair. All right. I'm not picking him yet. But wow, this is really hard. They're both incredibly written characters, especially Lelouch. Like he's one of the best anime characters I think I've ever seen, like how he's written. But I'm gonna have to go with Ichigo because he's super dope. Like he's so cool.
Yeah, so, I expected
that.
Is that
the person that Vinny always cosplays?
That guy? Yeah, he has the one that like stands on the top of the roof. Yeah.
Can I ask you, like, can I try to guess what these characters, like, what their backstory is? Yeah, see how close I am? Because I'm just trying to figure out who these characters are. All right. Ichigo, the guy on the right? Mm-hmm. He's got the whole suit on. I want to guess he was a businessman, probably, and he got, like, betrayed by his partners, and then he got killed, probably, in a fight at the work.
Yeah.
And then now he's come back from the dead with a sword in his hand, obviously. Yeah. And he's coming to avenge and take over the people that stole his business, right?
You're like dead on.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Lelouch, right there on the left, is like is basically like Marvel's Doctor Strange, but in anime. And it's like the Japanese version. Or he's like an oracle of magic and stones or something.
Yeah.
How close was that?
What?
Pretty close. You were like dead on for both of them.
Was I actually? Almost.
Yeah.
No, was I?
That's Cap. Yeah. No way. I haven't watched any of this, so I don't
know. Wait, Lou, am I? How close am I?
Yeah, they're actually both like high schoolers, or I don't know what it's called in Lucia's place, but can you guess if either of them are evil or both of them are good?
The one Lelouch, definitely evil, definitely been doing some evil stuff. He's got the glare, they have the camera going up, he's like looking down at you. He's definitely evil. The Ichigo, he's coming for vengeance, he's coming to like get revenge on somebody, right? Maybe like maybe someone cheated on him, maybe his wife cheated on him, or like a friend backstabbed him. How close am I?
Well, Lelouch is like, that's kind of like a debate in anime. Have you seen Death Note?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Well, you know Light in Death Note, he's like not really a bad guy, but he is a bad guy.
Yeah, he has good intention, but
yeah, like kind of. That's kind of what Lelouch is, because like his backstory is he's kind of like vengeance or whatever, but it's a lot to do with like political stuff in Code Geass. And then Ichigo just like kind of got wrapped into something that he didn't really want to like have any business getting wrapped into.
Okay.
But both super dope animes, and I'm going to have to go with Ichigo.
All right. Let's do it. Oh, who's this?
Yeah, who's this?
So that's Light I was just talking about from Death Note.
All right, Eren Yeager or Light?
I actually have not seen more than a season of Attack on Titan. You probably also going to get dragged for that.
Gotta watch it.
But Eren is mighty fine, I'm not going to lie. but I don't know. Like, Death Note has been one of my favorite animes for, like, since I saw it. Like, that was one of the animes that got me, like, right away. And I always recommend it to people, especially like beginners, because it's a very good beginner anime. And I like his like character, not design, but like story kind of thing. But again, Eren is mighty fine. But also I like Eren's backstory too. I don't know though. This is hard since I don't really know much about him. I think we got to go for the people and go Eren.
I think
that one's for the people.
Damn.
I have no idea who any of these people are.
I figured.
Should we do the guessing thing again?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. The guy's named Eren. What show is he from? What's the name of the show?
Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titans. And then Light, what show is he from?
Death Note.
Okay, so I'm going to guess Death Note. Right? Mm-hmm. Light, he's basically got a note from Death.
Yeah.
And he's trying to basically...
He's trying to solve it.
He's trying to solve Death's note.
Yeah.
Death's note.
But because... parents wrote it because they died.
Before they died, and then death delivered it to light. Mm-hmm. And because light is supposed to kill death and then make everything okay.
Oh yes. My God, yeah. That is like dead on almost.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, let's go.
Are you sure you haven't seen this?
Nah, I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
I've never seen it.
Oh my gosh. Wow, that was a really good guess.
I was told as a child I was gifted. So I think that's what
clearly,
it is.
Clearly, yeah. No.
We're getting fucking trolled.
That was
we're
incredible.
Getting trolled, Kai.
Yeah.
Wow. We're getting trolled.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Damn. No. That was good.
All right. And then Aaron, obviously, he looks like down and dirty. He's got mud on his face. He's like a miner.
He was a grunt when he was younger.
A grunt? Was a grunt.
Like the smallest person in the family.
Right.
I got treated like shit.
But he's always the hardest worker, but he's like super small.
Now he's a badass. Now he grew up to be a badass. Now he's just kicking ass.
In a mining
like
town.
That sounds like low-key a little accurate, but...
Oh, we're on to something.
Oh, we're on.
Mining town, right?
Yeah, but I know that... What is this one called?
Attack on Titan.
Yeah, I know there's like the big tall guys.
Yeah. So big tall guys.
So they just... I bet he's just trying to protect his family. And trying to kill some big tall
guys. His family's dead, but...
Oh, he's trying to get revenge on the big tall dudes.
Actually, that's like from what I've seen. That's pretty accurate. That one, yeah.
Let's go,
dude. We're good.
Let's go.
That wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. The second one. All right.
Mikasa or Kurisu Mikasa or Kurisu Makise.
So that's Attack on Titan. Mikasa's Attack on Titan. The second one is Steins Gate. Yeah. So I only saw like a couple episodes of Steins Gate. So I'm not very introduced to her. So both of these animes I haven't really seen much, but I'm going to have to go with Mikasa because she's also mighty fine.
That's
she's
wifey
like,
right
from
there.
What I've seen, she's very like cold. Like she's...
She seems badass.
She is badass. Mm-hmm. But same with like the other girl. She seems pretty cold as well.
Oh, she's a girl? That girl's a girl?
Yeah, they're both girls.
Oh, okay, hit him.
Short hair.
You're way off. First of all, I knew the girl on the right was definitely a girl, but the left, obviously, shorter hair. But it's like,
no, yeah, no shit. But
Mikasa.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mikasa
is Tsukasa.
Is Tsukasa.
Yeah. Okay, I'm thinking the one on the right,
right?
The red hair girl.
How do you say that name?
Kurisu Makise.
That's correct. Mm. Right.
Right.
Go ahead now.
I think she is a very introverted girl in school. Mm. Really good at class. Really good, really smart.
Right.
But she's just a badass.
Badass.
She kind of just fucks everybody up.
What?
Right.
School thought. Just fucks them. No, but then... Right.
Mikasa.
Mikasa is just a killer. Yeah.
And then she's coming to go
killer
kill
machine.
The people bullying Kurisu Makise at school.
Yeah.
All
right. We should write anime.
Dude, we should.
We would be really good.
We'd
be
so damn.
Good. We would be great.
You say ew?
I said damn.
Oh, thank you.
Y'all should.
Say, fuck you guys.
Do you know any Japanese guy?
Yeah.
Come on, speak
Japanese. Japanese.
Say something to me in Japanese.
What do you want me to say to you?
Something just badass, like some like deepest anime voice, like just badass. You can come on.
Give it to me. What's that one?
Oh, yeah. Kurisu mo sugu shinderu.
That's fire.
That was cool. I have no idea what that means, but that was cool.
Yeah, I think I probably fucked it up, but it's supposed to mean, like, Chris, you're going to die soon. Chris, most of
if I die to someone, I want to hear that before I die.
Me too. I'd be okay with it. I'd be
like,
accepting.
Chop my head off with a katana. Like, oh.
Damn, okay, fine.
All right, you want me to the next one, Lou? Who do we have next? Nami or Robin?
Ooh, I don't know. I like their, like, what they're wearing, or lack of what they're wearing, I guess. But
you can really see the girl in the left vagina.
I like...
Dude, the artists need to chill out.
Yeah. Like, no, I've heard, like, One Piece, like, the women in One Piece are, like, literally the artists need to just chill out. But yeah. I think I like the redhead.
Dude, that seems way too much.
Yeah.
No, what of course, it's crazy.
I feel like Robin has another outfit, too, that's worse than that. I think she does. But I'm going to have to go... Not Nami, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Nami.
Yeah, literally One Piece like, is like the warm-up to like hentai, it seems like, right?
Which is strange that her pants are literally half off.
Because yeah. One Piece, High School DxD, and then hentai. That's actually how it goes.
Yeah, literally.
You guys watch hentai?
No.
I tried it once. It was like one of those banners with like the tentacles. And it said, yo,
what?
If you play this game, you're coming in 30 seconds.
Tentacles?
Yeah, you've never seen it?
Tentacles made you...
Have you been on Pornhub before?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So there's like this banner. There's like a game. It's like a hentai game. It's like, yo, if you play this game.
And someone had tentacles and that made you click it?
I had to try it out. I had to play the game.
Right. What the fuck?
And it fucking all worked. Right. 29 seconds down. I'm in.
Was it like a skill-based game, like logic, like puzzle, or what was it?
Was it a game,
like,
or did you?
It was kind of like a mystery game, oh. and then you watched just this tentacle dude just fuck this thing.
Thing.
Damn.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Shit.
You don't have to lie to us. Have you watched hentai ever?
No, I've never watched hentai.
I've never
been interested.
No, I haven't watched it. No, I actually just want to know because, like, I feel like maybe one day I might try it because I've been accepting to anime my whole life. Why not just try it one day?
Or, like, have you seen, like, the Among Us? We talked about it. Yeah, like the Among Us porn.
Right.
Or Fortnite porn.
So, like, if you're playing Among Us, like, why not?
You know, you can make, like, stickers or whatever on Snapchat.
Yeah, the big.
I've had, like, friends just send me, like, the Among Us porn sticker. Yeah. I'm like, what is this? Why?
Red ass. That shit sucks. That shit sucks. Yeah. But you're saying, like, if you watch anime all the time, why not just, like, try it once, right?
I mean, like, yeah, I don't think you should make a habit out of it, but yeah, if you want to try it once, I would.
What's the difference between regular porn and hentai? Nothing. Still porn. You're still jerking off. Still being gross.
2D, but I'd say, like, what's the difference between being accepted to anime and then being accepted to, like, hentai?
I just, like, I don't know. Kind of off topic, not really, but, like, I think about how weird it is to get, like, a voice actor to do hentai. Like, how do you even market that? Like, hey, looking for voice actors for my new hentai. Like,
that's probably it. Yeah, and just
like,
what?
Try it. Say something super sexual in Japanese, but a high pitched voice.
Oh, well,
and then tell me what it means in English.
You know what? You can just say anything. Like, I don't think it needs to be. Okay, you need to know anything sexual, but just say anything.
Hi, Tomimas. Like that, right? Like, close your eyes real quick. Everyone, close your eyes.
You just finished.
Close your eyes.
You just finished.
Hi, Tanaimas.
You sound like a scared girl.
Damn. You should get into this. You should get into hentai voice acting.
Well, I could do the guy and the girl and get paid for doing both roles, and I think that'd be good.
Damn.
And then we can write it together.
All right.
We can do good.
Yeah, we could do really good.
We can do good stuff together.
Good stuff together.
Whoa.
That's some tentacles. Yeah. Robin or Nami?
Nami. Nami's good. Nami. Yeah, we'll do Nami.
Cool.
Oh my god,
Todoroki,
easy, one of my favorite anime characters ever. Like, I love how he's written. He's like, literally, his backstory is so sad, but
his whole family.
He's like, just like cool. He's so cool, and my little sister's also obsessed with him, which is, she's age appropriate, which is good. But
how old is he?
15.
Whoa.
I think. But the thing is, like, they don't make them look 15.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is,
yeah,
like, same with, like, all the girls. Yeah. I'm like, I did not look like that when I was 15. Well, like, I don't look like that yet. Like,
even
geez.
even the characters in Euphoria, they're fucking, like, 24, and they're supposed,
yeah,
to be...
Yeah, they're high schoolers or whatever.
Schoolers? Yeah. It's nuts.
But, yo, he's so cool. Easy. I pick him easy.
Mm. Yeah. Berkeley... What's your guess here? What's the backstory for Shoto and Itachi here? What shows are they from, real quick?
Todoroki.
Wait, what shows are they from?
Yeah.
My Hero Academia and then Naruto.
Okay.
Oh, My Hero. I feel like I've heard that.
Yeah.
It has a bad rep. The anime is incredible. It is one of my favorite animes ever, but the fandom is absolutely unhinged. Like, it is like, oh, yeah, my God, it's crazy. And it's like embarrassingly crazy. Yeah.
Like, what makes them crazy? They're super obsessed?
Yeah, so first of all, super obsessed, and then everybody, for some reason, the entire fandom ships all the, like, guys together. So it's like,
yeah,
gay ships, when they're like, obviously there's nothing wrong with gay ships if there's like, obviously, like,
but they're like, not
tension
gay?
Well, and obviously nothing's been confirmed, like the writers haven't been like, oh, they're not, yeah, gay, but it's like one dude has total chemistry with the other chick, like, mm-hmm, you can see them flirting, like getting blushed and everything, like, yeah, nope, he belongs with, yeah, Todoroki, yeah, and it's just like, that's like weird, like, oh, you don't have to make, they're 15, you don't have to make it weird, like,
trying to just rewrite it,
yeah, do, yeah, the writers ever, do you think, like, bend to that and change the way the characters go because the audience wants it?
I don't know, I've never thought about that, but I don't know, nowhere, like, again, there's like nothing wrong with like gay ships if it's there, you know, like,
Yeah.
There's some, like other, forced, like, Skate Infinity, which I personally think that there is chemistry between two of the guys, which is, like, okay to ship. Mm-hmm. But since there's been, like, nothing, and, like, two of the guys hate each other, like, yeah, it's not even, like, it's, like, oh, they, like, flirted that one time, let's all ship, yeah, them. It's, like, nothing.
They're pulling
and they
out
hate
nowhere
each other since they were kids. Like, oh, weird. But the fandom's just a little off, but it's an incredible anime.
All right, so what's the guess of the backstory here?
I'm thinking all his whole family died.
He was
who?
Todoroku E. Whole family died. He is a very social guy.
Well, he's got the burn too.
Yeah. So his family died in a fire in the house. He got out alive.
Yep. Stone fell on his eye,
burned his face.
Right.
Torched his hair. Okay.
That's why his hair's red now.
Yep. Uh huh.
Yeah.
So and then, he just doesn't really think about that anymore. He's just trying to be the cool kid, just trying to fit in, and he's just a baller.
And his entire family's dead.
Yeah.
So he's trying.
But he's popular. Okay, everyone loves him at school. Mm-hmm. He's the number one guy at in high school, right?
Yeah.
All right. And then what about Itachi? Itachi looks like a rice farmer or something.
What?
A rice farmer.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. He just looks like he's like a farmer, like in Japan.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, he is. Okay, good. Okay, so we're close. He's a farmer. He farms yams and rice.
Mm-hmm. What's that thing on his head?
That it has to be his
sweatband
for CrossFit. He does CrossFit.
Yep.
On the farm.
Oh, exactly. True, yeah.
On like the clear area.
Yep. He does that.
Mm-hmm.
He looks old. He has little, like wrinkles.
Worn down.
Yeah, worn down for sure.
Yeah. He's definitely seen a lot of like death and killing.
Yeah.
But now he's like wants a chill life.
But who has he seen?
Who's he seen die?
Family.
Family.
By who?
By who?
Mm-hmm.
By his son. Yeah. No. Nice. Wait. I got this. Dad. Dad kills.
No, he said son.
Son? Daughter.
Is that your final guess?
No. Killed by his grandpa.
Family killed by the grandfather.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes, please. Yeah.
So, My Hero Academia, Todoroki, the one with the burn, his dad was abusive to him, and then his mom poured a hot kettle on his face. And he is kind of antisocial, but he, like his powers, he has half ice, half fire, but he like doesn't use his fire because it's like from his dad's side and he doesn't like his dad, but his dad's like super popular, like number one or number two hero. And then Itachi actually killed his entire family. So
he killed his entire family. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
And now he's a yam and rice farmer.
Except for his little brother.
He's a rice farmer.
Yeah, and now he's a farmer. But except for his brother, he didn't kill his brother.
He did not kill his brother. Yeah. Now, did he have a good reason to kill his family?
I don't remember.
I think brainwash.
Brainwash?
I don't know, but I don't even remember why. I think his brother wasn't home. That's why he left his brother. But his brother like grew up to hate him.
Well, we need to start watching some anime.
We need to start Sasuke's really
ill.
Yeah. Sounds good.
He's in hella rap songs too. His name drops all the time.
Yeah. Same with Naruto.
All right, where the fuck is Killua, Lou?
Killua.
Where's Gon?
Urza. Easy.
Urza Scarlet.
She was my first girl anime crush. And this was my like second anime I've ever seen.
Orishimi or as
I don't even know who the first girl is, but she doesn't even compare. Like not even close. Urza's so cool.
Urza Scarlet.
So cool. What did she do? So what is Urza? What's the story?
Yeah, Urza.
What is the story?
What's the story, Kai?
Just Knight of the King's Arthur's table or something. But like the Japanese version.
I think she got invited to the Last Supper.
Right? And she's and defending just never Jesus left. At the Last Supper.
Yeah. Came back.
Yeah. A ton of, just a ton of.
Old. Now she's a badass.
Now she's a badass.
She's a queen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Sorry.
I'll show you another one.
Or is it Scarlet Wins?
What? Ban or Gojo?
Gojo.
Yeah.
Gojo, mighty fine. So that's Seven Deadly Sins, and then Jujutsu Kaisen, which is actually a new anime. It like just came out like 2020 or 2021. And they actually just released a movie that was really good.
We watched it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was really good. A lot of people were like, oh, it's mid. I was like, that was incredible. Like was for good. Me, I really enjoyed that. You thought it was mid?
Yeah.
Really, someone Hater. Isn't appreciative of
it
anime.
Reminds me of that guy from, what's that anime mm-hmm. that we watched? That
Hunter?
Yeah, Hunter x Hunter. No, but he reminds me of the Joker guy with the gum.
He's yeah, a cut. He yeah, does. Right. Oh, they both kind of like.
Do, no?
Cause they got like the weird fucking.
What is up
trap
with the hip
shit?
Thing? Why are they showing like half of their pelvis? Like in all these, it was hurt him and the girl before too. Like it's like how low can
low,
we get our pants
the low
before we show
jeans.
Pew?
Before we show pew, and probably they just shave it and like it's weird. It's. It doesn't even seem comfortable.
It's dope. I like the drip, dude. Like in anime, like everybody drips like comfortably.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they both kind of
well,
have
your dick's
like
almost fucking hanging out. How is that gonna be comfortable?
He's dripping. He don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but
he's
still.
Like, my dick fall out. I don't care.
Fair. I mean, that's badass.
That is badass. Respect.
Yeah.
Respect, period. Dude.
I mean, they both have Hisoka energy. Like,
yeah.
I mean, a Bond. So I both, think it's Bond.
I like how you just said, yeah, like you know what she's talking about.
He's like a pervert.
Oh. Yeah, he's
wait,
like,
they both are?
No, no, oh, no. They like have Hisoka energy. Yeah. Gojo a little less.
Fuck Killua. Right? Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
No, that was on the hentai.
Hunter, but it is weird how touchy he is with those little kids.
Yeah, he's like, really touchy. He like gets off to like just go and being mm-hmm. there and fighting him.
Yeah, exactly. But he was like, yeah.
It's weird. Bon is like in love with this girl that's like young, but she's like forever young or something like that. I don't really remember.
Oh.
But he's like immortal, so there's also that.
So he's immortal and over age, and she's underage
and immortally underage.
She's like the keeper of this like garden or something. She's like a fairy or something weird. But she's like young. Like I don't know if she's like actually underage, but she definitely looks underage. Like she looks like a little girl. Weird. I think they might have met when he was a kid, and now since he's just older and he's just immortal, yeah. I don't remember. I haven't seen that anime in a long time.
Oh, no.
Gojo is just like unhinged. Like he's really cool though, but. Definitely Gojo. He's really nice eyes too.
We can't see him. What eyes?
But you get to see them like once in a while. He like it's like super dramatic. He pulls them down and they're bright blue. Really cool.
That's it.
Japanese, right?
Yeah.
So like I like how do you like when you watch anime like it's cooler because you understand it. You don't have to look at the subtitles.
Yeah, like, that's true. But I mean, I'm not like that into it. Like, yeah. I grew up like my growing up in Japan. Like I was like 3-4 years old, crawling for my dad was watching One Piece because it's been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you fluent?
No, I'm not.
But familiar. You can understand.
Yeah. I can understand pretty much. Yeah.
Do you have to? Do you have to watch like with subtitles?
Yeah, but I don't, like when they're watching it, like I'll try to not read the subtitles mm-hmm. to try to make me like better. Mm-hmm. But I can understand
well,
it.
Well, that's
just
like
say it.
I watch if I watch any show that's like in English, it's not anime. I still have the subtitles on, really? Even though I understand. It's just like easier. Mm-hmm. I don't know to follow along. I'm just like really slow, so I like to read too. Yeah. But
do you watch it in English or you watch it in
what?
Japanese
anime?
Yeah.
Now I watch it, them all in Japanese, but mm-hmm. my first like 4 years of watching anime, no, maybe longer than that, because I started when I was 12. So when I was like 16 is when I started watching it in Japanese. Mm. But I don't know, it's a lot better in Japanese, but sometimes like I struggle. Like I said, I'm yeah. slow, yeah. Even in English stuff. So subtitles have always helped me, but the English version of animes. You can put subtitles, but the subtitles don't match what the words are actually saying. Mm-hmm. So that's like frustrating. But I don't know. It's like everything is just like better in when it's in Japanese. Like just the sounds, like the way. But yeah, there are definitely some anime that I've seen. There's some animes I've seen in both, and I'm like, okay, wait, the English is kind of better. But
mm-hmm. you need the emotion. Yeah. Like nothing can like there's you know you need the emotion of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of like it in English though.
No, dude. Off.
Well, you can watch it in English. There's no. Problem with that, like.
Well, I got fucking hate from these guys.
Yeah, some people get really
watching
offended.
Squid Game in English.
Okay, Squid Game is different.
Like, what's wrong with
you?
You
can't
what's
watch
wrong
Squid
with
Game
you?
In
Why?
So the thing, what I say is,
how's that illegal?
When I was watching things like dubbed, which means you're watching it in English, yeah. not its original language, it's fine when you watch anime because their mouths don't actually form exactly. the like words; they just mm-hmm. kind of like open and close.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when you watch like a real like with real live actors, true. You can see their mouths mouthing different things in the
so
words.
Clearly.
Like that drives me insane. Like
I don't notice it.
Dude, like
you
got
like,
you have
how
eyes,
do you not
right?
Notice
you
that?
You gotta
I
still
look at
that.
Their mouth. I'm not looking at their mouths.
You watch? Did you actually dude. Watch it?
Yeah,
that's
did you
torture.
Go back and watch it like in.
I just watched the whole thing in English.
You crazy?
Gosh.
You're crazy.
I don't understand
dude.
It. Like why am
so
I going to watch a show that
and it'd be like.
Bro,
pass me that croissant.
I'm not gonna sit down. It's 2022. I don't even sit down and read shit now. I'm gonna fucking listen to it. Like I don't understand it, right? I'm gonna watch it in English.
But like, then it's just like I feel like live action in English, not its really original language, is so like dulled down. Like it's so emotionless. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
I understand that.
They just like, and then everyone died, and you're like, what the like?
Yeah, you need.
It was still good. I still enjoyed it.
Really?
You enjoyed it a fraction of the level.
I tried. I watched like
no, that's not fair.
After I watched it all in Korean. I tried and watched the first episode of my sister in, or not my sister, someone in English, and I was like, mm-hmm. oh my god, like how do people do this?
It's
so
it's
bad, like, and they don't even like get the translation right for most of the stuff. Like you can't even.
It's not even that accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to bring
that question I asked you like a little bit ago? Because like when we watch anime, the female voices are very high pitched. Mm-hmm. But I asked you, like, do Japanese women actually sound like that?
Yeah, like the
yeah, like yeah. super high pitch, and it's like almost every character. Kawaii.
Do they sound like that?
What?
Do they sound like that? Or is it just for the like the animation?
No, there's like, you know how like here there's like Valley Girls who are, you know, speak in a certain like way.
Yeah. So
there's like that.
Oh
in Japan.
My you have god.
Girls, oh my god. Right, but in Japan you'll have those girls who are like.
But not everyone does.
And they'll like have this attitude and shit like that. And then you have other ones that are like, hi, like you have it. We had an exchange student that came because we're in high school and she was like super like, hi, Chotun, you know, like have that high voice. But you'll get some that are like my mom was like, when she was younger, she was like, like she was, you know, she was grunty.
Yeah.
She was grumbly.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have the same with like English dub. Like there's some characters that talk like lower and then other that are really annoying. Mm-hmm. But, that's funny. Like we used to have lots of exchange students when I was a kid, and we had a bunch from Japan, and we had two girls. These are like the only ones I really remember. But two girls, and one of them was very much like that, like back and forth, like hi, and I just was like, I don't know, so cute. But yeah, I don't know. It's the same though. Dub, like some female characters have the deeper voice, and then some have the really high pitched voice.
Yeah, and it sounds so different. Like, because when I went to school in, for college, like there were a lot of like international Chinese students from China who were in like the same floor. Mm-hmm. Totally different, completely different tone of voice.
Really,
it's so much louder than Japanese.
Louder?
Oh
louder?
Yeah,
damn.
Chinese is way louder. It's like so much more like, I don't know, like Japanese like oh, and then Chinese like hi.
I just noticed that. Spanish is pretty loud too.
Yeah, Spanish is loud too.
Italian? Yeah, because I speak English and French, and French is also pretty. Well, it actually really depends where you're coming from, but sometimes it's like pretty quiet, like pretty like, I don't know, but no, yeah. I've
like
noticed
undertone,
that.
Like, like
yeah, it's deeper.
Yeah,
deeper. It's not like quieter; it's just deeper. I feel like, yeah. Yeah, that was incredible. It was awesome.
All right.
Do we end it on your sheet?
All right, guys. Ladies
Chris
and gentlemen.
Chris has a new segment. What is this called, Boo?
Welcome to a new segment called Chris's Hot Questions, Hot Ooh. 20 Questions. Ooh. And
we did not hear any of these before.
Eva, you ready for your 20 questions?
I don't know. Am I?
All right. Well, you're going to have to be.
I'm going to be quick.
Coming at you quick.
Fast.
Right?
Quick? Oh,
fast.
No. I'm not the right person
for this. Moderate speed, all right?
Okay. 73 questions like Vogue.
Go.
Yeah, exactly.
I got it. I'm mentally preparing.
Okay, knock, knock.
No, I haven't seen that.
All right, number one. Gamers or athletes?
Passer.
Yeah, can I not pick both? I don't know. I don't know. There's too much going into this. Gamers, I guess. So.
Oh, burgers or pizza?
This first thing, off the top of your head.
Pizza? Neither. Pizza?
Abs or dad bod?
I don't care. I don't know. Abs.
These are for all your simps out there.
I guess that can mean you're like taking more care of yourself. I don't really know.
Okay. PC or console?
PC.
Mm. Looks or personality?
Personality.
Favorite anime?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have one. That's one I can't answer.
Would you rather watch your parents create you for 30 minutes or sit in a box with 50 rats?
Oh, a box. Easy.
With 50 rats?
Yeah, I love rats.
I just love how it turned. It was like, what's your favorite anime? You want to see your parents create you?
Why don't you word it like that, to create me? Yeah. Rats. I love rats. I would sit.
Want to see your own birth?
Easy.
All right, rats. What is your worst fear?
Crowds. People. Mm. I don't like.
What is the artist that you hate that everyone seems to like? Or dislike? Strongly dislike.
Machine Gun Kelly.
All right, money or looks?
For
your preference
for me
of,
or
in a relationship that's about
oh, relationship? These money are both bad answers. I don't know. Right. Looks, I guess.
Wow.
Looks, all right.
You said look, no.
Yeah. Worst part about LA?
The people. In like culture.
What's worse, drowning or falling from a high distance?
Drowning.
Mm. Okay.
Falling seems fun.
Rap or country?
That's so dumb.
Oh, rap.
Dream vacation?
Japan.
Who is your celebrity crush?
Zendaya.
Mm-hmm.
What's the least attractive sport?
Come on, it's an easy one.
There, what easy one? There is no easy one. Bobsledding. Say bobsledding. crap. I don't know.
Weightlifting is pretty nasty sometimes.
Wrestling, I feel like.
Maybe like hockey, because I grew up around like in Canada, tons of hockey players, and they're all really cocky and annoying. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna say hockey.
What's the biggest red flag that you see in a person that makes you turn away?
The way they speak to women, mm-hmm. or speak about women. Mm-hmm.
Who is your best friend in the industry? Meaning like influencer, I guess.
Influencer. Probably Emma Nortz. I don't know if you know who that is. She's super cool. One of the sweetest people on earth, I swear.
Okay. Would you ever eat ass in your lifetime?
What the fuck? That was like really like, that wow.
That was just a turn.
Probably not, no.
All right. That's I said in your lifetime. I gave some leeway there. Lifetime.
That was just very 0 to 100. We're cool. Continue. All
right. Guys, that's been an amazing podcast. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it was fun. We did a lot of new things. Mm-hmm. We tried to talk about anime. I've never done that before. Mm-hmm. That was really fun. And we went through the soundboard. I think we should end it with the soundboard that brought us in, the sound that brought us in. But before, guys, everyone, go check out all of Eva's links will be linked down below. Anything else that you want to plug? Any new projects coming up?
I just started Twitch streaming, which is so much fun, but that will probably be my links. But yeah, I really enjoy it. It's really fun.
What games do you play?
Well, I play Valorant, and I just play Five Nights at Freddy's, like the sister location or something. I've never played it in my life. Oh my God. Like I knew there was going to be jump scares, but like,
no, it comes out
I wasn't
of nowhere.
Ready.
Yeah.
I think I like broke like 25 eardrums every like 4 minutes. It was so bad. Like, I can't not scream at jump scares. It was funny. It was entertaining, definitely. But I don't know. Hell, it's fun.
All right, so guys, go check it out. The Twitch link will be linked at the top. Make sure to leave us a review. We'll see you guys next time. Peace out, guys. Peace.
Woo! Bye.
Dub.
Who's gonna freestyle?
Chris, freestyle.
Go freestyle.
Yeah, Neil. Near coming in with the exaggerated swagger of the black team. With my beat. Black team.
Get it.
Got the drip. On fleet. On fleet.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
That was incredible.
Dubs.
Damn.